Bienvenue à Radio Satellite. C'est une pratique mondiale depuis cette année. Donc on me demande de laisser un message en français. Je suis Michel Martignon. Je travaille, vis à cette année depuis maintenant 22 ans. Bien sûr, je suis là pour vous accueillir. Français sont ouverts au public, organisés par le Lycée du Tourisme. Vous pouvez visiter les lieux, d'abord les brillards, vous pouvez voir la première résidence de la journée. Avec tout le mobilier visual. Ensuite, vous mettez dans le vide, il y a la maison de la série qui est célèbre. Donc, on est certainement là. On y a le dessin de la galaxie avec les brillants. Vous visitez. Et maintenant, nous avons aussi une terre publique, les appartements de l'Union qui sont à l'arrière du bâtiment. Ces appartements ont été complètement en retrait avec l'aide de la Fondation Latérieure. Ensuite, évidemment, pour finir votre visite, vous pouvez descendre à la tombe. Et là, il y a un site extraordinaire. Je vais faire évidemment comme vous le savez, le plus large, mais la magie du lieu est parfait encore. Voilà, donc bienvenue à cette langue et j'espère vous voir sur l'île bientôt.
We've come from I have a song lined up for you. It's called Santolina, and it's sung by Justin Hearn, who is a Santolinian. You see some of you coming through. It's something that keeps you. Yeah. musicians here on the Saint Helena Hill, actually Saint Helena. In front of me I have a book, and it was put together by Mrs. Robin Castell 4 years ago, and some stories in there from John Charles Millis. And for those of you who don't know where Saint Helena is, well, Saint Helena is the most solitary island in the southern Atlantic archipelago. And this book I'm going to read you now was written back in 1875. Saint Helena is in 15 degrees 55 south latitude and 5 degrees 42 west longitude, along the sands in the very midst of the South Atlantic Ocean, 1,140 miles distance from the African continent, and 1,800 miles from South America on the other, 698 miles from the island of Ascension, and 4,000 from England. No fool I ever saw this rocky spot in its primeval grandeur until the 21st of May in the year 1580, when one of the earliest and bravest navigators, Commodore John Burton Nova Castella, commanding a Portuguese fleet on its return from India, discovered it. He found there no aborigines, nor is any trace of man yet to be seen. This celebrated voyager with his companions had, however, the satisfaction of seeing the island in all the pristine beauty of its native navigation. Unfortunately, in those days, it had never occurred to them to make a collection of its plants or other productions. And all we know of it at that period is that its vegetation clothed its surface in trees being described as an entire forest with gumwood and other indigenous trees retaining some of the tree precipices. It requires some amount of faith on the part of a modern traveller and pulled to see the now dark, frowning, barren, rocky outside of Saint Helena any probability of it ever having been flagged with vegetation. But there are good reasons for believing the record of the discovery to be correct. An abundance of fresh water running down the valleys into the sea and the whispered sea as now. But the only inhabitants seem to have been seabirds, seals, sea lions and turtle, and that is just a piece of information that comes from a book called Saint Helena, and that was written by John Charles Menes back in 1875. Here's a message from our local astronomer, Mr. Stetson George.
Good evening. I'm Stetson George, and I am an amateur astronomer. Saint Helena is well positioned for stargazing. It's in the middle of the South Atlantic Ocean, with very little light pollution, but unfortunately, a very cold current flows past our sea, which results in a lot of clouds. However, as Alice in Wonderland said, when it's good, it's very, very good.
So, and we can have more of that message a little bit later on, as we have somebody coming up live on the telephone from Germany. Hello.
Yes, hello. Congratulations from Germany.
Hello.
The best shortwave radio crew. Hello to Radio San Helena.
Hello, and what is your name, please?
My name is Dietmar Burkhardt. I'm the owner of the town of the German Online Community Management Forum. The town is underwavetalk.org. And I listen to you here 30 kilometers in the east of Cologne with the signal strong from S5 and O3. And we are many shortwave listeners in our chat room. And all of them are happy to hear Radio St. Helena with a very good signal.
Yeah, I'm very pleased that you can receive us all the way up there in Germany.
Yes, of course. We have a good signal here. We are in the moment more than 10 shortwave listeners in our chat room, and all of them can hear you with a very good signal.
That's very good indeed. Tell me, what's the weather like up in Germany?
Oh, it's not so hot. We have, not more than 1 degree plus. We have a very, very good, clear sky. We can see many stars.
Yeah, it's a little bit cold.
A little bit colder, like in San Helena.
It's not
as
cold here. It's quite warm here, actually.
Tell me, how warm is it?
Right now, I would say about... how warm is it? I'll say about
65.
No, 65. Yeah, I think. Yeah. I don't hope the local weatherman is just being foggy.
Very nice. Hey, I hope you that we can listen to you again next year with this beautiful signal, and thank you for the crew and the very good job you do.
Very kind of you. Very, very kind words, and blessings to you and your countrymen and your listeners, and hope you have a great Christmas.
Thank you very much for you too and your crew. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Morning.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was our friend from Germany,
and I do apologise for the short break in
Space there. I've got another track lined up from Mr. Christian Power, and it's called Leaving San Carolina.
Southern stars.
And this is why Edmund Halley chose St. Helena as the place for which to solve the stars of the Southern Hemisphere in 1676. From here, he could see the familiar northern constellations and take his bearings from them to map the southern constellations, something that hadn't been done up to then. So if you come to St. Helena, you can visit the site of Halley's observatory. So, what can you see from St. Helena? First and foremost, you will see the Southern Cross. The bright stars Alpha and the Beta Centauri will take you to the arms of the cross, where you can view the coal sack and the beautiful hill rock. Now, not far from the Southern Cross can be seen the Carina Nebula. It's a giant star-forming region some 7,500 light years away. It's home to Eta Carinae, one of the most massive and luminous stars known. Now, up near, you will have seen the popular globular cluster M13, the Hercules. Now, we have an even more spectacular globular cluster than M13. It's called Omega Centauri. To the naked eye, Omega Centauri looks like a fuzzy star, but it's full glory from its length of binoculars. It's situated quite near the Southern Cross. You may have heard of the Magellanic Clouds. Now, these were first recorded by Magellan during his famous voyage around the world. The Magellanic Clouds are satellite galaxies and can only be seen from the Southern Hemisphere. The large Magellanic Cloud lies from 170,000 light years from Earth and looks like a detached piece of the Milky Way. The brightest part of the large Magellanic Cloud is a massive star-forming region known as the Tarantula Nebula. Not far away from the large Magellanic Cloud is the small Magellanic Cloud. It is a little closer to us at 160,000 light years away. Quite near the small Magellanic Cloud, you will see 47 Kukenes, or 47 Tuck, as it's affectionately known. It is the second finest globular cluster in the entire sky. Now, apart from the Magellanic Cloud, massive globular clusters, spectacular nebulae, there are new constellations to discover, and much more. So if you come to St. Helena and you're interested in stargazing, I'd be more than happy to show you around the Southern Sky.
And that was Mr. Fredson George, who is the local astronomer. We have another song for you listeners. And I've got a little wave and short wave, of course. And there's another lady coming, Tammy Williams. Great singer here in St. Helena. And she's singing Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Oh,
message here from Robert Pitt. One of who's listening. Hello, Robert.
This is Radio San Helena. You see, Radio San Helena. Aquí, Radio San Helena. To Radio San Helena. This is Radio San Helena.
And from there, well, Franklin Island, Sandar, plays in the fall.
Just a man of saddlebags.
Just received a call from Alvin Tallon in London. He said he's listening with a friend, Tom Martin Brown. He's saying lots of greetings. And another hello to everybody in the UK. And hello to Teddy Thomas, Ray Thomas, Charlotte, and Sarah. And Ian Gordon Walters. Hope you're all listening up there in Southampton. And I hope it's not too cold for you. In the southern hemisphere, summer is almost here, and the sun is racing towards the tropical Capricorn. Well, we have a message here from Ben Turner, who is the plant manager here on St. Helena. Hello, I'm Ben Turner. I'm the manager of the Bank of St. Helena, the bank for St. Helena and the Central Island. We're probably one of the world's smallest banks. We've got less than 20 staff in total, and we serve St. Helena and Ascension Island only. But we do provide services to all of the people who visit the island. And we're happy to exchange your foreign currency if it's in dollars or South African rand or euros. And we can also, of course, exchange sterling banknotes for our local St. Helenian banknotes. When you leave the island, don't have St. Helenian money with you unless you're going to Ascension, because you won't be able to spend it anywhere else in the world. We can send you back for you, although do please, if you're spending a large amount of money, give us a little bit of warning if you don't keep massive stocks of foreign currency. We have operations in the center of Jamestown in St. Helena, so as you come up from the ship, you'll come up through into the main town and you'll find us in the centre of the town. We also have an office in Georgetown on Ascension Island, and we provide all the same tourist services there. And whichever island you're visiting, we can help you with your currency needs and also perhaps a little bit of help and advice to help you with your stay. Of course, St. Helena is soon to get its first airport, and we are expecting quite a lot of businesses from overseas to want to come here and do business with St. Helena. We can help you with that if that's what you're planning to do. We can certainly provide you with a little bit of assistance and advice. And if you do become an investor in St. Helena, we will be able to provide you with the full banking service on the island. So we have lots of ways to help anybody who's thinking of doing business with St. Helena. That proved a little bit interesting for everybody out there listening, and that the reception was good enough to hear clearly what I said. Everything I said is available on our website, which is www.sthelenabank.com, and that Saint spelled out in full. And we hope to see you when you're on the island.
Thank you very much, John Turner, the manager of the Bank of St. Helena. We just had a call from Carl Schubein from Isborn in Germany. He says, great reception in Europe. Thanks to the governor for his talk and the greetings. And being there only in Europe, I've dug out an old record. And it's Mia Fain-Tarola, and it's an old band from the Tyrol. I'm going to stop a quick prayer.
Department on St. Helena. Greg and Salah Michel. That is to provide a high quality education service that is cost effective and meets the needs of the people of St. Helena. We welcome this high clear priority. These priorities were given to us in press public consultations carried out in 2022 and updated on a yearly basis. Those priorities are to continue to raise educational attainment in both the primary and secondary schools. Secondly, quality teaching. And to do this, to retain our trained, experienced and qualified staff. And thirdly, to continue to develop our adult education and education service and all in the context of lifelong learning. The department operates as follows. We are four main sectors, first of all, primary sector. At this time, there are two bare schools, located in London and Hampshire Hollow, two middle schools in London and Hampshire, and the Auckland Primary School in Bainstown. Karen Bauer currently underway to completely reorganise the primary sector so that by September 2008, we will have two Auckland primary schools, including nursery education sites, 3 years plus. We also catered for special needs, and we had a head of learning support in the primary school who oversees all of this. Now, our primary sector curriculum is based mainly on the UK national curriculum, adapted for local needs. At the end of 2001, as pupils around age 6, standard determining tests and numbers and maths are taken. At the end of 2002, that is age 11 years, that are also present in mathematics, English and science. National curriculum optional tests in English and maths are also done during periods 2, cohort 3, 4 and 5. Now the core subjects at primary level are English, maths and science, but other subjects are included, of course, on history, geography, religious education, art, physical education, information and communications technologies, music, craft, cooking, and personal social health and citizenship education. As part of the current intern for teachers and moving towards primary teaching, schools have also been trained in innovative techniques, including building learning power.
And that was Anna Larson, Chief Education Officer at Part 1, and I'll be playing Part 2 of her message after a song in a moment. So I just received an email here in the studio here at Radio St. Helena, broadcasting on 15.4192 meters on the medium wave, and also shortwave. 10th anniversary on 1109.5 kHz UFC. And I've got a small message here from John Hexall. And so, just to tell you that the signal is good up here in Sweden. We are 17 in the local radio club listening to you and celebrating. The club is 30 years old this Saturday. Well, congratulations being 30 years old. Well, we're going to go over to a bit of Simon and Garfunkel right now. This is Robinson.
break in that piece of music there from Southern Advance phone call. And because on the telephone line to me now, calling Radio San Salina, is Mr. John Eccles.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just coming back from our celebration of the local radio club.
Okay, and how are you receiving us?
The first hour from Southampton, New Zealand was quite poor, but then it improved between India and Japan, and now it's great, you know.
Okay, can you tell us about yourself a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm the inventor of Radio San Salina Day, back in 1992.
Okay, and what can you tell us about that day?
Well, this is quite fantastic. I was down there in 92, meeting Tony Liu, and then also Derek, who's now in charge of the transmitter.
That's right, he is here at the station, keeping a very good eye on all the equipment, and everything is working perfectly.
Oh, it's good, because I think it was a little bit better than last year.
Okay. So, would that have any, would the weather have any effect on it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe we won't be there, that will be in a thermic condition. But, nevertheless, we have high pressure here in Sweden. It's 8 miles, just around zero. And there's snow. So, the local woman, as I read, back in 1997, I told Selena, I promise you, no snow to Christmas.
I think if you're getting snow down here on St. Selena, it's about summer time now.
Maybe hail.
What about hail?
Yeah, so I know that it's got windy conditions at the time.
Yeah, so how many are in your club right now?
This evening we were 17, and I think at least 5 or 6 are still in the hut listening to you on the radio receiver.
Oh, that's great. Now, bearing in mind that local radio listeners here at Radio Centre on St. Helena are also listening in, some of them may not know what a radio ham is. Can you describe briefly?
A radio ham. I'm just a radio enthusiast.
Yeah.
Just listening on shortwave. And I hope I still have one of my great enthusiasts back in St. Helena. I forgot the name right now. But she's the talk of the town.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by that.
Yeah.
The mother of Batmask.
Oh, yes.
She's Benjamin.
Yeah.
She's Benjamin.
Who?
And I have a lot of friends. And I also have a Swedish companion, Michael Olsen.
Oh, yes.
And he was running the other station.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I know Michael. Yes.
Yeah, and quite enjoying thinking that it was 15 years ago we started all this story about Radio San Salina Day, and it's still vivid.
15 years ago?
15.
Oh, 15. No.
Yes, 1992.
92, eh? Well, it's sadly up. It's still going. Well, hopefully there'll be many more coming your way.
Great expectations for the next year, and have a Merry Christmas.
And the same to you, John Eccles. Thank you very much indeed for ringing Radio San Salina.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. John Eccles ringing from